Hi, this is Ross Allen Skorzewski, and today you are listening to the best of the best of the Mark Gunger Show.
Caution, the Mark Gunger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Gunger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Gunger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Gunger Show, Mark Gunger.
And the crowd goes wild with joy at the mere mention of my name. You're listening to the Mark Gunger Show, the show that is all about things concerning
marriage.
I am, of course, Mark Gunger.
Your boy's different.
Joining me, as always, is the lovely and charming Diane Brierley.
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
And, of course, the incomparable Ross Allen Skorzewski.
I'm not a smart man. But I know what love is.
Engineering as always, Timothy Ray pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and trying to stay awake in the other room as we bring the show to you live from the exact center of the galactic universe, Green Bay, Wisconsin. This is the show that handles all of your marital challenges, your relational conundrums, your dating dilemmas that you can email to us at radio@markgunger.com. The way the show works is you get to send us any question that you have about any relational question you might be dealing with. And you get to remain totally anonymous. We, in turn, are brutally honest in our response. This is not serious marriage counseling. Don't email us and then get all upset. You hurt my boo-boos because you don't understand my situation. Of course we don't understand your situation. It's just one email, for heaven's sakes, people. This is a chance for you to just send out a concept, an idea. Let us bat it around. And if you really need further help, you're going to have to take that to somebody else, counselor, pastor, somebody, friends, and deal with it from there. Oh, yeah.
Someone emailed in and said that Timmy needs a sound. You know how you always play a sound after all of us? That Timmy doesn't have a sound.
Oh,
you know what it
Timmy's
should be?
Timmy's not
they,
worth a sound.
They want Timmy to have a sound.
He's a mirror.
What's the sound from
Worker
Friday the 13th?
I'm like, that's Psycho. That's from Psycho.
Yes. Or Psycho because you call him the serial killer.
Yeah, that would be a good sound.
Okay, you have to find that, Ross, for
you
me.
You have to find the Psycho sound for him.
The only scary thing I have
there
is...
There you go. Mother-in-law sound.
The mother-in-law sound. That's a mother-in-law sound, huh?
Yes, it is. Indeed. That's what I think.
Or the gas sound.
I don't mean that isn't to my mother-in-law, but, you know, sometimes there's a, you know, a fear that...
This is a mother-in-law sound.
No. Because all it takes is water to do away with that. That other sound frightens me.
If it were only that easy, right?
Frightens me.
It's not quite that easy.
About a month or so ago, we got an email from a lady who listens to the show saying, you guys ought to have a contest and see if who wins the contest, and then they get to come and spend a day with you when you actually do the radio show. And Diane asked me, so what do you think about that? I thought, contest? Good grief. If somebody's crazy enough to come spend the day with us, why do we care? So... we opened up and have had people sitting in mm-hmm. the show. And the lady who started it all, a lovely lady by the name of Robin from Colorado.
All the way from Colorado.
Actually flew in from Colorado to be with us today. You are absolutely out of your mind.
Yes, I am.
Yes. I'm so glad that you're here.
Well, thank you, Mark. I really appreciate you letting me come.
Now, you learned about me because your church did a Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage video thing, is that right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you've never actually seen a live event.
No.
Is that right?
No.
Wow.
No, I keep checking your website to see if you're coming close, but
yeah.
Nothing so far.
Well, if you ever want to go, you just give us a call. We'll give you lifetime tickets for free.
Cool. I did get a book.
A lifetime pass.
A lifetime pass. Like someone wants to spend the rest of their life listening to my stupid ramblings over and over again.
But I wanted to let you know too, Mark, do you remember the email about the sex kitten?
The sex kitten.
That was a long time ago. That was me.
Sex kitten. No,
remember, because I said the good girl outside, the husband wants the bad girl inside the bedroom.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
I remember that.
Sex kitten, and yeah, that whole. No, that was me.
No, the only sex thing I remember is.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. I want to get into it, man, you know. Like a sex machine, man.
Sounds like he's preaching.
Moving, doing it, you know. Can I count it off?
Come on.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Come on,
get
up, wake up this morning, people.
Get up,
get up.
Sex machine. That's the only sex thing I remember, so. Anyway.
The only thing you remember?
That's the only thing I remember. I don't remember anything about sex.
I'm learning to adapt to that song. People in the chat are saying, time to drive Diane nuts. I'm learning to adapt.
Absolutely.
Love it or lose it. You know, I have to learn to love it, I guess, or I'll go crazy.
Anyway. Hey, before we get into whatever, mm-hmm. did you read about Arnold?
Yes.
The Terminator.
Dude, what's up with that?
The Terminator.
Fathers a child with one of his staff members 10 years ago.
I didn't hear that.
10-year-old.
Yes.
10 years ago.
I did not hear that.
He had sex with a 10-year-old?
How can you do that job?
No, his kid is
10. Oh, the kid is 10. Good Lord. This is worse than I thought.
No, he fathered he has a 10-year-old child with one of his staff members, and it's been a secret.
I did not hear that. Well, obviously not a secret from Maria.
Now it's not.
Well, she just found out.
She just found out.
That's why they broke up.
Oh.
I don't think she'd just be breaking things off if she's known about this all along.
Well, I thought she knew and then was waiting until he got out of office or whatever.
What I want to know is, how does he get to be the governor without them figuring that out? Without them finding this out?
He's Arnold.
He's Arnold. He's not just the Terminator.
Wow.
He's the fornicator.
The fornicator. Terminator. The governor.
I am the fornicator. I will fornicate and then I'll be back.
So he has a 10-year-old.
Like discipline.
Yeah. Oh, I guess.
Got that right.
Apparently so. Wow.
Arnold, what's the matter with you, man?
Stop it.
Good heavens.
How did I miss that? Groping. I guess not. Well, you heard those stories about the groping, but I don't know.
The groping?
I missed this, the groping.
Mm-hmm.
When all these women kept coming forward and saying that he was just a groper.
He wasn't groping. He was just trying to adjust their brassieres. Their brassieres were crooked. Man, your brassiere's out of shape. Let me fix this for you.
So for 10 years, this woman kept her mouth shut? That's kind of unbelievable.
She was probably somebody they all both knew.
Judgment day is inevitable.
Yeah.
He was forking over some cash.
He was?
I'm sure.
How Hush money?
That? Yeah.
Yeah, he's been supporting him. It said they were supporting the family.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Don't be a fornicator.
Mission is to protect you.
Wow.
Apparently it was.
But on the serious side, that was a serious price. His kids.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's harsh.
Yikes.
You know, it happened 10 years ago. You would think, now some people would think, well, who cares? It happened 10 years ago. But, you know, I was thinking to myself, what would I think if I found out my wife had done something years ago? It would still be devastating. I could just happen.
Well, because it
today.
Is like it just happened because you just found out.
Oh, yeah. And then everything you figure is a lie.
Betrayal.
For 10 years. Yeah.
It doesn't matter the time. Stamp.
I would be, you know, if I knew she would mess around with some boy while we were dating 43, 4, 5 years ago, I'd be devastated today.
That would still mess with
today.
You.
Would you really?
Yeah.
I would, yeah.
Well,
if
because
I didn't
you
know
feel
about
like
it,
everything is a
everything was
lie.
A lie.
Yeah, sham.
She never
shift.
Said anything. Yeah.
Exactly.
Better for her to keep her mouth shut.
You know something I don't know, man?
No, I'm just saying.
Man, you know, were you hitting on my wife? No, you weren't even born yet.
Well, it shifts everything, like you say, in your thinking. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is, you said it before. You know, some things
should
just stay. I mean, if that were there and it's done and away in the past,
exactly.
Don't bring it back up.
It just needs to stay.
Well, and this, he had a kid. So whose decision was this? His or hers? How did this become public? Do you know?
I would bet money that she found out on accident. Think about it. If he's kept it for 10 years, yeah.
Yikes.
Somehow she got a hold of it. And
well, imagine living with that kind of a ghost in your closet. Ooh, that would be stressful.
Man.
Wow. Well.
Anyway, so that's what happened there.
Hmm.
The adulterator.
He called his actions inexcusable.
I
would imagine
so.
Oh. Now how do you save face? You don't.
I'm here to fornicate.
I'm not even going to go there.
His career could really take a major, you know, shift.
In what way?
Well, I mean.
Into porn now?
Yeah,
I mean.
Oh, Lord.
I don't think so.
You know they're going to go off on a whole tryst on
oh,
that.
Oh, sure they will.
Absolutely.
Late Night's going to have a heyday
from
with that.
From Terminator to Fornicator. Absolutely.
To Adulterator.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Man. Sad. Sad for
very
his family.
Sad.
It's too bad.
Here's a price to pay. Anyway.
Yes, there is.
So anyway, Robin, thank you for coming. And we're glad. You just need to know one thing before the show begins.
Go ahead and scream your head off. We're miles from where anyone can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, okay. What are we doing? Why
story,
are we here?
Story this morning.
All right.
Right here it is for you.
Other than the fornicator.
Other than Arnold the fornicator.
Adulterator.
Yeah. This was all over the news last week. It was even Rush and Dr. Laura talked about it on their shows. The study that came out saying that taking the birth control pill affects women's attractiveness to men. You even sent me. Well, you did. You sent me something.
It affects
about
it negatively?
They're not sure whether it affects.
Maybe that's why women aren't attracted to me.
Because you're on birth control.
We're all on the birth control pill.
Oh, all my life, I've wondered. It affects their eyes.
I was just wondering all my life why women aren't showing themselves at me. Now I understand it. It was a mischief to this point.
Oh, good heavens. I think you're misunderstanding. It says, new studies suggest that when women use hormonal contraceptives, such as birth control pills, it disrupts chemical signals, affecting their attractiveness to men and women's own preferences for romantic partners. So the Wall Street Journal reported.
It.
Yes.
It doesn't stop it.
It doesn't stop it. Okay. It changes it.
It changes it from what to what?
Well, it says the type of man a woman is drawn to is known to change during her monthly cycle. When a woman is fertile, for instance, she might look for a man with more masculine features.
Like myself, the manly man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Taking the pill or another type of hormonal contraceptive upends this natural dynamic, making less masculine men seem more attractive.
And that's why women find Ross attractive.
Ouch.
Because he looks like a girl.
The findings have led researchers to wonder about the implications.
Now wait a minute.
For partner choice.
I mean, I don't want to get too personal with you ladies, but do you feel yourself being drawn to different kinds of men throughout the month?
Not that I've ever noticed, but apparently when you study it and break it down.
Well, they're saying, you know, I feel like this guy and this guy, and suddenly I feel
based
this.
Upon
well,
birth this control, is, taking well, or not?
Right. No, during your times of the month.
During time of the month.
So, like, cycles. When you're ovulating during your cycle, apparently you're attracted to.
For example, Ross, when you're ovulating, how do you feel?
I feel like I'm retaining water. I feel a little poofy. Okay. And my emotions are just all over the place.
The best that I can figure out from reading what they've done is that they show women pictures of men when they're during the ovulation time and when they're not. And apparently during ovulation, they choose the more masculine men from the lineup of pictures.
See, I've got the best of both worlds because I'm both.
You're masculine.
I'm masculine and I'm feminine.
Sure, sure, sure. So they just don't know.
I appeal to all cycles.
They say that
he's a well-rounded man.
Yes.
He's got that masculine look, but then he's got that girly man thing going underneath.
Okay, now, just to be clear, if you
Robin
really
shaking her head.
Give a rat's
butt. Don't shake your head. You came here of your own free will.
That's right.
You're
welcome
crazy.
To
you
this
to
room.
You crazy enough to come here, girl. Don't shake your head at us.
Can I take the chair straps off now?
Go ahead and scream your head off. We're miles from where anyone can hear you.
Yeah, the door's looking good, Red.
She'll be shaking her head all day, I'm
quite sure. I don't
leave
till 6. I wonder if I can change the flight time.
What time did you get in yesterday?
I got here at 10:50 last night.
Oh, so last night. Okay, yeah. So you were late last night.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know about it until this morning. I thought, oh, man, we could have had you over for dinner or something.
Well, I knew she was coming in late. Oh, I knew. Okay. I knew.
Somebody just
around
said Diane
here
is perfect
know.
On the chat room that apparently you and I dish it out, but Diane doesn't because she's perfect.
Diane
she's
is perfect?
Perfect?
Is it written? Most signed,
women
is
are,
it signed
Ross.
Diane?
I think, yeah, it was actually.
Wait, what does it say? Y'all dish out somebody. She's, ah, I'm perfect. I love that.
Where do we see this?
P-U-R-R-R-R-F-E-C-T, not P-E-R.
Can I do a shout out to the chatters?
No!
Miss Tammy Joe, KW Julie.
It's a serious program!
RK, let me think. I'm trying to think. Because I don't have it in front of me. RS, single,
Pastor
Happy.
Big Dog.
Tammy Joe's in the chat room.
Oh, yeah. Pastor, oh, yeah. PBD.
Yellow
yeah.
Star, they're all in there yeah. today.
Okay.
Oh, you're
sorry.
Shouting out to the
chat rooms.
Do you,
like
have,
my,
do you have any friends at home
friends.
That listen to this insane show?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
There's Gail, there's Christina.
Hi, Gail. Hi, Christina.
Shout out to my husband, Sean, who I'm going to make listen.
We love you, Sean. Oh, he's not listening.
Of course,
listening.
He has to listen.
He's at work. He's at work, people. No, but.
They're shouting back at you.
Well, how come your girlfriend's didn't come with you? Come on. We should start a cult thing going here.
Oh, my gosh.
We have to have a
positive male to female ratio, though. We just don't want, like, I don't want to be sitting in a room full of, like, 10 ladies.
What are you scared, Russ?
No, because we won't get much in.
Yeah, we are scared. We're scared just the two of you.
I have to I like when there's women here, because when there's men here, I am so outnumbered and the testosterone goes through the ceiling in here. I love having another female.
Oh, you have more testosterone than me and Ross put together.
Oh, I think I do. Honestly, I'm afraid I do.
Yeah, so come
on. Okay, now back to this.
Okay, back to the story.
Study.
Now, listen, I actually looked up, this story doesn't say, but I looked up on the Wall Street Journal because I got this out of Fox. They didn't do these tests on people yet. They've done them on lemurs. They put lemurs on contraceptives.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm not yanking your chain.
All of this is based on lemurs?
Well, they've done other studies with this ovulation, not ovulation, women, unreal women, attracted to more manly men and less manly men. But this contraceptive business was actually tested on lemurs. And they're
monkeys.
Just extrapolating. No, they're like rodents. They're extrapolating this to the implications that it could possibly have on humans.
Who gets paid for this stuff? I am in the wrong business.
Oh, I know. Okay. We talk about it all the time. Who the heck pays for this nonsense? So lemurs.
They test on lemurs.
Lemur, and what is a lemur?
A lemur is, did you see Madagascar?
Do we have any lemurs in his house?
Did you see the movie, the cartoon Madagascar?
Yes.
He's
the little dude. He's the little
Julian.
Skinny dude.
Oh,
King
yeah.
Julian.
Oh, I
he's
love
a
that
lemur.
Thing.
I love lemurs.
King Julian. He's good. I love that character.
Yeah,
because I love me.
He reminds me of me.
Is a monkey? Well, they look like rodents to me.
Oh my God, we got to get one of those hats.
They are not rats, Diane. Okay. They are monkeys.
I stand corrected.
Have you seen that movie?
Which one?
Madagascar?
The
cartoon?
He's got kids. Of course he has.
No. I watched The Penguins of Madagascar, which is like a little series.
But you've never seen King, what's his name again?
The King Julian.
Oh, yeah,
King Julian?
Yeah, he's King Julian. King Julius. He's in
King
the same.
Julian.
Yeah, Julian. He's in the same.
He reminds me of me.
Yes, he does. Very much so.
Yes.
He loves himself.
Yes.
And he thinks he's in charge of the world.
Yes.
And he's got this little fluffy.
Hold on, nobody really listens to him.
This little fluffy sidekick that he kicks around.
Yeah.
So you're saying that's me?
That would be you.
That's
me.
Yeah.
You're Mort.
Wow. You're Mort. And King, oh my gosh.
King Julian.
Somebody out there. Yeah,
everybody happy to be listening to the show today.
Put Mark's head on King Julian. Put Ross's head on Mort and send it to me, please.
I am very, very fond of me.
No, we will not welcome such pictures.
Yes. Yes, we will, and I'll put them on the website.
All right, so all this is about lemurs. Who the heck cares about the lemur? Yeah. They have no
idea
if this
actually... They did it on lemurs, and they said that when they put lemurs on contraceptives, it altered the odors given off by the females.
Called pheromones.
And the males were more interested in
your
the...
Your odor seems to be changing.
That's right. The pheromones. That's exactly what it is. It's the pheromones.
I know.
So
that's
it alters that. So they're saying if you take birth control pills, it keeps you from ovulating. So therefore, maybe you'll choose differently. You'll mate with someone differently.
Well, I don't want anything messing with my ovulation. We're taking a break. We'll be back with your emails right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to radio@markgunger.com and Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
Hello and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Mark Gunger, author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, inviting you to join us at this year's Butt-Kicking Women's Conference in Green Bay, May 20th and 21st. Why such a strange title for a women's conference? Well, it's my term of endearment for women who are strong, confident women who know who they are, what they believe, and won't just idly sit by and let anybody rob them of the kind of life God wants for them. Now, this is not a conference for crying and healing. Those are fine. But this conference is not about healing. It's designed to build strong, confident women who can have a real impact in their homes, churches, and communities. Look, we live in a culture that, despite its promises, have left many women who are weak, insecure, and too often victims. If you want to be the strong, confident woman you know God wants you to be, plan on attending this year's conference and bring your daughters with you. For more information, visit buttkickingwoman.com. That's buttkickingwoman.com.
She's my sweet little thing.
Sing her off.
I'm gonna. She's my pride and joy.
There you go. Ooh.
When she gives me sex 3 times a week. I'll be her little lover boy.
Come on, prophesy to me.
Yeah, I love my little. She's long and lean.
Long and lean.
You mess with her, you see a man getting mean.
She's my sweet little thing.
Oh, yeah.
Sing it, Martin.
She's my pride.
Well done.
Great
Satchmo.
You're listening to the hottest blues right here on the Mark Gunger Show. The show's all about love, relating, and dating. Turning to your emails now and see what we think of your dilemmas.
First email says, "Hi, you beautiful people, you."
Clearly talking to me.
No, clearly talking to me. I'm so sorry. She says...
We really have self-esteem problems on this show, don't we?
You've worn off on me.
We spend the bulk of the time arguing who's the most beautiful.
Well,
surprise, there's no mirrors in
there's
here.
There's no argument on that.
Oh, this is going to be, as soon as we go to video, that screen's going to have our pictures on it while we're doing our show.
So he gets to sit and look at himself.
Oh,
this
lovely.
Will be even more exciting. I can watch myself during the entire program.
Then I'll never get your attention for crying out loud. Okay, anyway... The email says, "My husband wanted a dog. I don't want another dog. We have my old dog. He's going blind and deaf, and we're just waiting for him to pass. I've been looking forward to not having any pets. Anyway, a long story short, he keeps talking about wanting to get a puppy. I don't want a stinking puppy that I have to train. So I found an adult dog."
Wait a minute, I thought she didn't want a dog.
She didn't, but she didn't, especially didn't want a puppy, so she agreed. If he wants another dog, then fine, she'll find an adult dog. So she found a 5-year-old little beagle who was supposed to be house trained and friendly. They agreed with the previous owners to take her for a week and see how the dog did with the other dog and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's 3 weeks later. She says, "I am miserable with this dog. She's been crapping and peeing and puking in our house."
Thank
like a
you
beagle,
for sharing.
They run away and chase things. I'm editing this. She put a whole bunch of more stuff
oh,
in here.
Oh, no.
Mark the dog whisper.
She doesn't come when she's called. She barks all the time and sends up this annoying beagle howl and yowl and barks. The 4-year-old and the 2-year-old and my 4-year-old acting husband and even the old dog all love this new dog. So the whole family loves the dog uh-huh. and wants to keep the dog. She says, "I don't want to come across as a dog hater. I just can't take this crap. I deal with crap, literally with my almost 2-year-old who I am potty training. I feel like I've been cleaning up puke and pee and crap for the last 5 years.
Again, thank you for sharing.
And now I have this stupid dog who's doing the same thing. She's as much work as another child, except definitely not as cute. If I say anything about it, my husband gets in this moody thing where he says, 'You always have to complain. If you want to get rid of her, just do it.'" She makes the chicken sound out here. "Should I just call his bluff and do it and get rid of the dog? Oh, I fantasize about leaving her on the doorstep of her old owners, but ugh, I'm going to be the family dog hater who got rid of everyone's favorite dog just because she pooped on the carpet. Do I deal with another stupid dog for 10 plus years or do I chance being the bad guy for the next 40 plus years? I don't know which is the bigger evil. This dog is driving me crazy. I look forward to hearing your response."
Lord have mercy.
What you need to do is have some guy come and wire your house, you know, like your bedroom with some really big speakers, hide them behind stuff, you know, so like, you know, 5,000 watts of sound.
Sound just coming out.
And then about 3 a.m. when your husband's completely asleep, you hit the button and...
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
So loud,
the windows are
vibrating. So she's the one that got this new dog. She went and got this
dog. She relented to getting this dog.
Okay. Here's a lady who wants everything. She wants her cake and eat it too. She wants just make up your. She wants to be liked by the family. She doesn't want a dog, but yet everybody wanted the dog. And then she's, I'm not going to have a dog. And then, okay, well, I'll have an older dog. You're all over the map, lady. Make up your stinking mind. Good
grief.
You
have to either be the bad guy about the dog Someone and just deal with it.
Just get another dog so the dog can have sex, too.
That's all you need. What? Extra dogs.
That's why he's pooping and peeing everywhere.
I missed the chat room. I can't see the chat room, guys, so...
Should have brought your computer, man.
Know, well, she tried. Her husband wanted to keep it at home.
Your evil husband.
But here's my thing. The kids are 4 and 2. Mm-hmm. Okay, they're little enough to where, yeah, they might miss it, but honestly, will they miss it after a couple of weeks? Not.
They'll get over it.
Exactly.
It's the husband.
So she has to, like you said, she has to choose a side. Either she puts her foot down and says, all right, fine, you guys want to keep the dog? You guys are cleaning up after it.
That's what I would say.
And stop doing it.
I would say the mess is yours.
She has to be able to take a moment on the dog.
Y'all want the dog.
She got the dog, so the mess is hers.
Well, she got it for him.
She needs to make up her mind.
Well, maybe it was false advertising. Maybe the old owner told her that she was potty trained. I'd be taking it back to the old owner.
It did say that it said that she was supposed to 5 years supposed to be potty trained.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody's trying to call you.
Good calling me. Good heavens.
So, I don't know. That's just my two cents.
No, I agree. That's the problem. She doesn't make up her mind. What does she want? What she doesn't want?
Well, and so what if the husband's complaining? If
who cares,
husband's complaining,
lady, just,
I'm like, okay. We have the come to Jesus meeting, and we say, okay, this is the deal. And
absolutely. You want the dog, you clean up after the
exactly,
dog, honey.
Exactly.
Based on as intense as she feels in this email, just get rid of the dog. Just get rid of the dog and get done with it. They're going to hate me. You know, you can't. See, she wants everything.
You might
everything.
Have to be the dog hater and just
How
live
does she
with
discipline
it?
Her
right.
kids?
But think about it. Think about the future. 6 months from now, she's not cleaning up dog stuff, you know?
If it's driving you crazy, you get rid of the dog.
You got a 4-year-old and 2-year-old at home? You got too much to do.
I don't want a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a pooping dog.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right up.
My wife has me.
Just
That's
have more
enough.
Sex with him during the week and he'll forget it.
Yikes.
But this is fairly common.
It is very
this kind
common.
Of thinking among women. Well, I don't want to, but I don't want everybody to not like me. But I don't can't say this. But I don't want to feel bad about this. But I still don't, you know, good grief. Just make up your mind. Make a decision. You're a big girl. Make a decision. Move on. It's just that simple.
That's one of the things I'm talking about at the Butt Kicking Women Conference. Do you know that? That
no,
it doesn't matter that everybody doesn't have to like you all the time. That you're not going to die if everybody doesn't like you all the time.
Just pee or get off the pot.
Yeah, my grandma said it a little bit differently than that.
You know, trying to keep it clean. It's a family
show. Oops. All right, I had to give Robin my iPad.
She's going to connect with all of you.
So she can see what's going on in the chat room. It's driving her crazy. I can't see, she says. I can't see. So now you can see. So anyway, this lady she needs to make a decision. Make up your mind. Make a decision. Move on. But when you want to, if you feel that strong about something, but she doesn't want to really make a decision.
Yep.
She's afraid of being the bad guy or whatever.
Women are really afraid for anybody to not like them.
Are you afraid of being the bad guy about anything?
I used to be terrified of it.
Really?
Everybody had to like me. Now I've just learned that it doesn't matter. But I used to be awful that way.
Why?
Because everybody had to like me.
Right. Because of the insecurity.
Yeah.
Because we didn't feel loved. We didn't feel lovable. So we wanted to make sure everybody liked us.
Never say or do anything. Wait till you hear what I say on Saturday morning. You'll learn something there, Mark.
That now that I'm old, I don't care.
All I know is y'all are absolutely crazy.
Brand new and available now on DVD, Manly Man 3, Time to Man Up. In this third year of the conference, Mark Gunger, comedian Ken Davis, Ed Gunger, and Paul Coughlin challenge men to stop being passive and become courageous leaders among their family and friends.
I think it's amazing. I've been sitting backstage watching this, and I think I get it. We have been neutered. Am I wrong? That isn't the sad part. We volunteered for it.
Order your Manly Man 3 DVD with over 6 hours of both hilarious and serious sessions giving men practical tools to become the man of God he's called them to be. Visit us online at laughyourway.com or call 866-525-2844. Don't wait. Order your copy today at laughyourway.com.
Do you want to discover the heart of your child and who God created them to be? Laugh Your Way America is excited to introduce the Kids Flag Page. This fun and interactive game will help you discover the unique way God wired your child. Find the key things that motivate them and learn what they love most about life. This colorful and engaging activity set will help your child see who they are at their very best and will teach you how to bring out the best in your child. Each Kids Flag Page game comes with everything you need to complete 3 Kids Flag Pages. Designed for children ages 4 to 11, the Kids Flag Page is a fun way for moms and dads to interact with their kids and truly discover the heart of each child. To order your game, go to www.laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
You right here on the Mark Gunger Show, handling your marital, relational, and dating questions that you can email to us at radio@markgunger.com.
Okay, the lady with the dog is in the chat room now. It is her husband that she's afraid of making mad.
Oh,
she says, it's my husband who I'm scared of having mad at me over the dog.
Stop.
What's the worst that can happen?
She says he holds on to stuff like that for later and pouts over it.
So what if he pouts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just stop.
What do you do when your 2-year-old pouts? You change your location. You let him pout in the room.
See, you girls, you drive yourselves crazy when you live like this. You guys during the break were talking more about it, that this is how you lived your life.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then you have to reach a point that you can't worry about everybody liking you and whether they're upset with you or mad. Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible to live your life that way, where you have to worry all the time about not doing anything to make somebody upset or mad or not dislike you.
Now, the only way you can actually get to that is to totally die to yourself. In every way, shape, or form, which is really the Christian goal, is to die to herself. So, in other words, that she wouldn't care that she's being, you know, taken to the dog, and she doesn't care about this. You know, someone that's actually that selfless, but that's pretty unusual, you know, that someone would be. And of course, a lot of times, unless you're just totally selfless in that regard, a lot of people, they're just constantly being pushed into something that they don't want to be anyway.
Right.
So, I don't know.
This is a foreign concept to you.
What?
Understanding this whole woman thing about how you have to have everybody like you.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it's just a woman thing. I think guys do this too. Not as bad as women.
True. Absolutely.
But they say, I can't stand that. I mean, as far as her email is concerned, there's no question. The dog's got to go. And that's how they're so miserable. All of life is like that for them. Mm-hmm. They're put in a situation they cannot stop, but they cannot have enough strength or wisdom to change the situation. Mm-hmm. Hence, they live absolutely miserable lives. You've got to stop.
Yep.
Got to stop. Now, if you're being really, really selfish, and you know, then people can point that out, but that doesn't sound selfish to me.
No, it doesn't. It sounds totally
reasonable.
Any woman
who's thinking like this, you've got the kids, and you got this and that, and all of a sudden, now you're taking care of this pooping dog.
Yeah.
Very reasonable to me.
Yep. All right.
Okay, next email says, get ready, hold on. The head's going to inflate on the other side of the room.
Come on.
Dear Mr. Gungor.
Yes.
You are an incredible man of God.
I love you.
And I really look up to you.
Signed, Debbie Gunger.
I pray that one day I may have such a fulfilling marriage as you and your wife. I'm a 16-year-old guy, and I'm going through everything every other guy my age is going through. With pressure from the media and our secular world, I find it increasingly hard to stay pure and true to what God wants for me. However, I know that falling into routines of masturbating and watching porn takes away from the future God has for me and my future wife. I also know that by saying I can't stop undermines the power of God and his full capability, so I know that by doing these things, I dishonor God and take away the life planned for me by him. Okay, here's the question. This upcoming summer, I will be counseling at a junior teen camp and a kids camp. The most reoccurring question of all time is, why is masturbation wrong? I know personally the answer to this question, but I do not know how to fully answer this question to 12 to 14-year-old boys who think that masturbation is standard. If you could shed some light on this, it would be absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for taking the time to read this, and I will always pray for you and your ministry. It's impacted so many lives, including my parents.
Has he seen my DVDs?
Has he seen your DVDs? I didn't ask him.
My book?
Well, your parents apparently
I've talked
have.
About this so much, I'm reticent to go through this whole routine again.
Of what to say?
Yeah, I mean, just...
Watch the DVDs.
Watch the DVD. Read my book.
Well, you talk about it on the teen DVDs, too.
Everywhere. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I talk about this so much. You know, I don't feel like talking Sorry. About it.
He doesn't again. Want to talk about it. Just
what I will say in a nutshell is the problem is if you don't learn to say no to your sex drive now, you won't be able to say no to it later. That's the biggest thing. Try that with the kids. First of all, I would talk to them. If you read my book or watch my DVDs, you'll see that I point out that this behavior can actually ruin your sex life for the rest of your life. When you put it in that, see, if you just say, no, don't do it, it's naughty, that doesn't mean anything to kids.
It doesn't.
If you communicate to a kid, hey, this can ruin your sex life for the rest of your life, holy cow, you got their attention now, because nobody wants to ruin their sex life. So I would take that tact, number one. Well, for number one, I talk about morality, you know, like looking after another woman is lust. Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus said, if you look at a woman in lust, how's that lust? And not yanking on your wiener, not lust, for heaven's sakes. So I'd point out that it is sin. Number two, beyond that, I'd say you run the risk of ruining your sex life because people who do this tend to get addicted to this behavior.
Yeah.
And then they don't really enjoy sex like they're supposed to. And then lastly, and more importantly, I think for these people in their marriages, they think that if they, or I'm sorry, unless they learn to say no at some point in your life to your sex drive, it will ruin your life. For example, we just started off the show talking about Arnold.
Arnold.
You want to be the fornicator? You want to be the masturbator? I am the masturbator. You don't stop. You want, what happens to a guy like Arnold? So he's losing everything now.
Because
he couldn't say no. Why? Because when he was your age, he never learned to say no. This happens every day, people. Why do you think so many people are cheating on their spouses, doing really destructive things? Because they've never learned to say no. Since the time they were kids, like what you're going to be dealing with, everybody in the culture said, well, you can't say no.
Do whatever you feel because you can't say no.
You have to do it. And the problem is if they don't learn to say no now, they'll never be able to say no later. And as I'm saying, you want to be cheating on your spouse? You want to be cheating on your kids? How would you feel if your dad was screwing some other girl? You know, and you go home and your mom found about it and your dad and mom divorced. Yeah, how would you feel about that? They wouldn't like it. See, if your parents don't do that, it's because at some point in their life, they learn to say no.
And you have to learn it.
You got to learn to say no or this stuff will torment you. Millions of people in America this week alone will be busted for an Arnold type situation. Mm-hmm. Having
they
sex
will.
With somebody they're not supposed to be having sex with or doing things they shouldn't be doing or going to strip clubs and, you know, stuff and ruining their marriages.
Because
Christians
they
even,
didn't say no.
You've got to tell them that. Say, dude, if you don't learn to say no now, when are you going to learn to say no? Well, when I get married, I want to make no.
That
doesn't change it. At some point, you're going to always feel tempted to have sex. You've got to learn to say no.
I was going to say that it sounds like I'm just getting it from the tone of the email, but it sounds like he doesn't quite buy into it because he's saying, well, what do I say? If you truly believe in this, if he buys into it, then just tell it from the heart. You know, that's what kids, they want sincerity. You know, he's got to believe it. He's got to internalize it, and he's got to get it from the heart first.
I mean, it's a slam dunk. As far as Christian values, if Jesus said, if you look at another woman to lust after her, you commit adultery in your heart. Right after that, he says, literally, the next words, if your eye offends you, pluck it out. If your hand offends you, how could your hand offend you?
I wonder.
You little masturbator.
Cut it off.
I mean, Jesus wasn't messing around. Just show them what Jesus said. And then once you've laid down that part of it, you've got to say, look, and people who do this tend not to do it or not to stop. There are people who pay no attention to their wives or wives who don't pay any attention to their husbands because they masturbate and they don't have real sex. They don't want to have that happen. And thirdly, if you don't learn to say no now, when are you going to learn to say no? This is why people are doing what they're doing. And, you know.
And even though culture says it's normal.
The Terminator is losing his family because he never learned how to say,
stop it.
You know.
And in sex ed classes at school, you'll hear that it's normal and that it's okay. But don't listen to it. Don't listen to that.
It's all a bunch of nonsense. So those are the three tacks I'd get. Show them what Jesus says. You don't have to make a big deal out of it. Just show them what he says straight up. Let God deal with them. Number two, that you don't want to get into this behavior because people who get married like this, then it hurts their sex life. And number three, if you don't learn to say no, when are you going to learn to say no? Because at some point, you'll be cheating on your wife down the road because you never learned to say no to your sex drive. Yep. I get that you want to have sex, but nobody has to have sex.
Got it. He's going to be doing this talk to 11 and 12-year-olds. It's not like they're going
to
be getting married.
He said
married.
12 to 14.
Well, 12 to 14. It's not like they're going to be married in the next 3 years.
No, but the thing is that's why you got to...
Well, I know. Address it now.
No. I would reflect it to their mom and dad. How would you feel if your mom... your dad had sex with somebody else.
And some of those kids sitting there in front of you may have gone through that experience.
Sure. And how did that make you feel?
Right.
You know, why did that happen? Because when they were your age, they never learned to say no.
Yeah.
We get that you have a sex drive, but dude, you have got to get this under control. The good news is when you leave the house, you fall in love with a girl, want to get married, do it right.
Right.
All right. Next question.
Move on. This one says, Dear Mark and gang, I am so happy to have been introduced to your DVDs through our church. You have revolutionized the way I think about marriage. If only I'd had this kind of information and teaching as a teen, it would have saved me a world of hurt. To those young people out there listening to Mark right now.
Yeah, pay attention to the previous emailer. Yes. Pay attention.
Listen carefully and take heed. What he says is true. With that said, here is my situation. When my husband and I were dating, we never discussed our past sexual relationships or the lack thereof. I was not a virgin, but had abstained from sex for 5 years after recommitting my life to Christ prior to our nuptials. I assumed at his age, we were already in our very late 20s, that he was not a virgin. Since the I do's 8 years ago, he has made comments which make me think that he thinks he married a virgin. And that he has made comments making it quite clear that he was a virgin when we got married. I feel like the devil wants to use this to create guilt on my part in our relationship and create division between us, but I hesitate to tell him about my past because he never asked, and I feel like this would sort of be emotional vomiting on him, and I think it will hurt him more than it would benefit our marriage. What are your thoughts? Thank you for the good work you do to strengthen marriages.
Why are you even asking me? If you believe that sharing this would hurt your relationship, then why are you going to say it? You know, move on.
Some things just need to go to the grave.
Yeah, you know.
If he didn't ask you.
What shall wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Yeah, and just like you said, if she thinks the devil's using this, then it's using
deal with the devil.
Yeah, just.
Yeah.
If you know it's the devil, then
the devil
why
win.
Do it?
I mean, he's putting that in you, you know. Yeah.
That's what
go.
I'm saying. It's kind of a strange
let
email.
Maybe she just needed confirmation and you're right.
But I mean, stop and think about it. She says, you got a great marriage. My husband's happy. Mm-hmm. The devil's making me feel if I do this, it will destroy. What should I do?
Well, don't listen to the devil.
You answered your own question. Mm-hmm. Shut your mouth. Now, if your husband ever comes to you.
I was going to ask you, if he asks her outright, then what?
Let me ask you, did you ever have sex with someone before you got married? I said, well, yeah.
Then you would be honest if he asked you.
You never asked.
Well, he didn't, which, by the way, is a very strange thing to me. I mm-hmm. would think that you need mm-hmm. to lay this out ahead of time.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, when you're dating, how does that come up? Oh, I really like you. By the way, I've screwed 5 guys.
Well, not on the first date, but for heaven's sake.
Before you get married.
Well, when does this come up?
Before you get married, surely it would have to come up.
So you're happy and you're engaged and you're looking for your wedding and now you share? Oh, by the way, I screwed 5 guys.
Before before you're engaged. Mm-hmm. Seriously?
It came up before we were engaged.
I would have to ask the question. I know it'd be weird to bring it up, but I would have to ask. I would have to. I mean, not are you a virgin, aren't you? Like, if you slept with 205 people, I need to know that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I guess you need to ask the question.
Not anywhere than the masturbation porn question.
No. Yeah. I would ask that question,
I'd ask that question first.
Yeah, I'd ask that now because of the plague of this stuff going on. Yeah, I guess that's a good thing to ask. But I can see how it's not asked.
Oh, I can see how it's not asked, too, but in this day and age.
It's not asked.
Well, you have to find out about STDs and everything else now. I mean, now is a different ballgame than when you and I were, you know.
Back in the 1920s when you and I
were when we were just geezers. I know.
Okay, Diane,
but
not a geezer.
There's no reason
bring it up now.
Just bring it up, I don't think.
Just to leave sleeping dogs lie unless he asks you. And that you're right, when he didn't ask her, she could say, you didn't ask me.
You know what's interesting? I have never asked my wife the question, have you ever had sex with anybody other than me?
But you've known her since you were 14 years old.
I just assume she hasn't.
Yeah.
But see, you really don't want to know.
At this point, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I think it would be devastating to me.
Yeah, because it would change your whole paradigm.
And if I hadn't brought it up when I was 17, why bring it up now?
Exactly.
It was just, so there's some things. You know, if you want to bring this up and get this all clear, and especially in today's context, I get it why people should discuss this, I suppose. But if you haven't and you're happily married and life's going along, there's no reason to dig that up. Unless he comes to you and asks you.
And it's legitimate. He never asked her, so...
Keeping the mouth shut. There's no reason to talk out the loud of your mouth.
Keep your mouth shut.
All right.
Okay, this email says, hello, Mark, Diane, and Ross. I have been a listener ever since my husband and I attended a Laugh Your Way conference 2, maybe 3 years ago. Over a year or so ago, I don't know if you remember this, I sent a question in to your show asking about the mom's role in raising a manly man. She had a 4-year-old son. She appreciated your response, Mr. Gunger, and she just wanted to let you know that she recently came across a book, have you ever heard of this, called Raising Real Men by Hal and Melanie Young.
No.
She says, it's a book that I think you might want to endorse, read, and check out. I will send for it, by the way.
I would have to read, check out, and then endorse.
She says, I love it. It talks about raising boys to be real men, just like the men you talk about on your radio show and probably in your Manly Man conferences. You may even want to talk to him about coming to your Manly Man conference or something. He and his wife are raising 6 boys. And their story is about how they learned to raise them to be real men in a biblical way. It has chapters that address things from chivalry to stewardship, manly role models, heroes, guns, war, sex, adventures, anything that needs to be addressed when raising boys. The website is raisingrealmen.com.
Take note of that.
She's passing that along.
Take note of that, Mrs. Burley.
And I will send for the book and read it and let you know.
Fabuloso.
Send for book. I write that down. Do you want to take a break or do you want to keep going?
Do. I don't know, I'm playing with a single here.
You're fixing your glasses. He's doing surgery on his glasses.
Let's take a break while I fix my glasses. We'll be back with more, at least the final session, right after this.
Finally, marriage advice that's direct, honest, and to the point. This is The Mark Gunger Show on MarkGunger.com.
She's a pastor's wife and a jail chaplain. The Debbie Chavez Show.
My delight now to re-welcome to our program the author of that best-selling book, The 5 Love Languages, Gary Chapman.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
The Debbie Chavez Show.
Best-selling author, Stormy O'Mardian.
Hi, Debbie.
The Debbie Chavez Show.
And so what I've learned from so many of my guests, and what I've learned from my life experience of trial and error, is that we have an enemy of our souls, that would be the devil, who loves to lie to us, and we buy the lies. He's the one that whispers in your ear, you know, all guys watch pornography. It's normal. It'll be okay. It's not hurting anybody. Or maybe the enemy whispers into your ear, you really need to eat that chocolate cake. You really need to have that order of french fries. Just drive through the drive-thru at McDonald's. It'll make you so happy. You've had a rough day. It's a big, fat, stinking lie. Let's be smart here and examine the thoughts that we entertain in our minds. Is that thought really from God? Or is it from the enemy? And if it's from the enemy, kick it out.
The Debbie Chavez Show, streaming daily at faithplace.org.
My name is Joe Thompson. I'm 29 years old and have a career that I love as a systems analyst. Career. It still sounds cool to say that word. I never could have gotten on this path without a college degree. And if the college me were here, he'd tell you.
I never would have gotten to college without big brothers, big sisters. I could have ended up anywhere, on the streets even. But college? Joe Thompson? Not likely. My big brother helped me out. He taught me I could do anything. At a time when a lot of people were saying just the opposite.
And to a 7-year-old, that means a lot. My big brother's name is Phil. And Phil is the reason that this 7-year-old grows up to be a systems analyst.
Whether you donate money or time, you're helping big brothers, big sisters help a child. And that can last a lifetime. Start something today at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
First time you feel it, it might make you sad. Next time you feel it, it might make you mad.
I love this song.
Do be good, baby, when you're found. That's the power that makes the world around.
Sing it, Yuri!
Don't take money, don't take fame. Don't need no credit card to ride this train. It's strong and it's sudden, it can be cruel sometimes.
Love vibrations all across the galactic universe via the internet.
Dr. Love.
Dr. Love.
You're the love
You're
doctor.
Listening to Dr. Love on the Mark Gunger Show.
It reminds me of the Venus flytrap on WKRP when he did the. Did you ever watch that show?
Uh huh.
WKRP. Yeah.
He was Dr. Johnny Fiva. I love that show.
Mm-hmm. Especially Andy.
Yeah, I did. I was an Andy fan when I was younger.
I don't remember Andy. Who's Andy?
Andy, he had the little feathered hair and the jeans and the Western shirt he used to wear.
Taking birth control and made you mess with your ovulating and you're attracted to a girly man.
Wow.
That's funny.
Generational gap, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm silent. Yeah. Showing.
There is a generational gap.
He has no idea.
that whole study is so wrong because when I was in high school, I was into Sean Cassidy, David Cassidy.
Me too.
Bobby Sherman, all the girly girl looking ones.
In fact, I went online and was showing my kids pictures of who all of the hotties and the Justin Biebers of my day were, and they were laughing. They're like, Mom, they look like girls.
Yep.
Because y'all were birth control.
No, I was a virgin back then.
That was just the way it was.
Oh, maybe it's because you're not a lemur.
Yes.
If you were lemurs, it'd be different.
I guess so. Okay, this email says, when you guys talk about the general male sex drive, I almost get jealous. My husband and I have sex once every 2 to 3 weeks. He's 42 and I'm 38. We have two kids, 8 and 9. Before we had children, the frequency was once or twice a week. Over the years, sex has become less important to him, while it has become more important to me. Mm-hmm. When we do have sex, we really enjoy it, but it doesn't lead to increase of the frequency. And by the way, he's never been into porn. I know that you say, Mark, that someone should just initiate, and I do, but often when I initiate sex, he acts like it's tough for him to start having sex and getting me aroused. He doesn't complain, but he's usually not excited at all when I initiate sex, and at first he just lies there like he has to find energy to get started. This is a big turnoff for me because it hurts my feelings and also because, in fact, I'm a babe. My hubby is not the type
She's
of man...
She's a babe.
Is there proof?
Woo. No picture this time, sorry.
We like the babes.
My hubby is not the type of man that has a problem with lusting after women. I was so thankful for this, but when I got to know him and when we fell in love, I'm so thankful when I found this. Okay. I'm still thankful, but the disadvantage is that he does not seem to enjoy my babeness very often and doesn't seem to lust after me. By the way, should a married man lust after his wife? Yeah. What can I do to have sex more frequently without getting my feelings hurt? I hope I'm not asking how I can change my husband, she added.
Oh. You know, every couple deals with this.
Yes.
You always have one person who's more interested in sex than the other one. So when you hear about this, don't feel bad. It's part of the problem about talking about how often you have sex.
Yes. It makes people feel bad.
You know, because then...
Or hate you.
Then you... Yes. Yeah. Like some people, we won't mention any names, may have referred to...
Having sex multiple times a week.
To which we think, we hate you! You know, but everybody's...
Are you talking about me?
I ain't saying nothing. Yeah,
we're not saying
nothing. He's rolling his eyes, looking at me. I'm like, what the?
But it's the same thing that probably most guys have to go through. It takes some work. It takes some effort
once you engage with your wife. Let's say you're happy. Let's say you're happy as a clam having sex once a week.
Yeah.
You're just having it. Then you're reading some article that couples should be having sex 5 times a week.
And then you think there's something wrong with you.
Well, now you feel like crap. Mm-hmm. Oh, really? I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? So don't let what you hear from me or anybody else mess with. All that matters is how you two feel about it.
It's working for you.
Now, if you want sex more often than he does, get in line. There's millions of couples who deal with this. Usually it's the guy who wants more sex than his wife. Then he has to deal with that frustration. You have a reverse in your marriage. Welcome to the club. I mean, that's all there is to it. I mean, so you're not weird or strange. Now, having said all that, I would recommend you get the book, The Sex-Starved Marriage.
Yes.
By Michelle Wiener-Davis. I think she does over by you guys.
Is she from Denver?
Doesn't her name look like Winner, but it's pronounced Wiener?
No, it's looks like Wiener.
Oh, does it? Okay.
Yeah, here's a lady who went out of her way to keep the name.
Yeah, I know.
Wiener.
I could have swore I saw it.
Gets you in a lot of doors.
So, and she's a really nice lady. I met the lady. Very nice. The book is great, all but for one paragraph. Where she says, well, you know, if nothing else, you know, do a little porn to spice things up. All these people give into this stupidity. But other than that one stupid paragraph, Michelle, come on, Michelle, look at that porn. That's done more to destroy people's lives than anything else on the planet. Anyway, other than that one little paragraph, it's a great book.
Mm-hmm.
And she really explains about how to understand the whys and the wherefores of the difference and things you can do about it. So my advice, go online right now. Google
The Sex Starved Marriage.
Yeah, or go to Amazon and find a Sex Starved Marriage and purchase it. Or call Michelle's office and tell her Mark Gunger told me
to get your book.
Get your book, and you're supposed to send him a commission.
I'm sure that'll happen.
She should do it. It'd be great.
But, I mean, when she's talking about that she has to sort of work at getting him into this, isn't that what you talk about climbing the palm tree? And sometimes
that's what I'm saying.
That guys have to contend with this all the time. You might have to work at it a little bit.
The tie.
But when you hear, I'm sorry, we hear all the time from women, because you two are just randy about town and ready to go all of the time, Woo! Women feel really bad that their husbands aren't like you. We get emails, I'm telling you, all the time.
What?
Because we want to have husbands like Mark and Ross who are climbing all over us and down our pants. That's what they want. I'm
telling
you. What
are you talking about? I haven't heard a thing you said.
I'm telling you. And not all guys are like the two of you over sex machines. There you are. I just set you up and you didn't even play it. Come on. I set you up.
Get back, witch.
No, the sex machine. Seriously, because then women want, why can't you be more like Mark and Ross? They want to have sex all the time, and it's the same thing. You're comparing it. You just have to be happy with who you have, and if you have to work at it with the dude, work at it with the dude.
I hear ya.
So there.
I don't understand
if
anything
I
you said.
Sex machine.
This is awesome. This gives me a taste of happy.
Get up. Get on happy feet.
Like James Brown. You know, see those little happy feet. Crazy legs.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here's the thing. These ladies who say that, they're assuming that the wives of us overwired gentlemen like this situation.
Okay. And might
women
I say,
women complain all the time about guys.
Yes, they do
He's
complain
constantly
about
hitting
it.
Me up for sex. He's always bothering me for sex. Mm-hmm. It's not, listen to me, all you people. That's why you don't get hung up on the number of times. I talk about the study that says men who have sex at least twice a week, they live longer, they're healthier, happier. I think twice a week at least is a good standard to go for. If you can beat that, great.
If you don't die.
And if you can't, it's not like you're going to fall over from a heart attack, okay? But that's just kind of the standard thing. So, but you can get one person. You know, I know guys who their wives are just wired. And they just want to get sex all the time. And the guys don't like it.
It causes problems. Because,
you know, I want to kill that guy.
Mark is hitting himself over the head.
Dang, 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 dang. But listen, I'm pretty convinced that you get these situations. It's always going to play out that way. One will want it more than the other. And the one who wants it more will
pretty
be frustrated.
Pretty much always.
And the one who doesn't. You know, I could have married some lady who was climbing the walls constantly, and I'll bet you, it wouldn't surprise me if at some level I start resenting that. Mm-hmm. Because for a man, when he feels like the wife is much more aggressive sexually than he is, then he feels like a failure.
Sure.
Then he feels
I'm
like
sure
a loser,
he does.
You know, and maybe I'd be complaining and say, oh man, my wife, all the, and my wife's like, man, he doesn't want to have sex with her, and I don't know, and I'm a super baby. Look, everybody struggles with this.
Mm-hmm.
You could swap the couples around and you could still have the same scenarios popping up in opposite directions. Anyway, that's why I recommend this book, The Sex Star of Marriage. It really, she does a brilliant job of explaining why one of you is much more wired than the other, and why at the beginning of the relationship you can't tell.
No.
She's great at
that. Yeah, she explains that really well.
Yeah, because she says, there's people say, well, you know, why don't we just figure it out before we get married? You cannot tell at the beginning.
Even if you're having premarital sex, which you shouldn't be having.
Yeah, you can't tell. Because
it's deceptive.
There's an artificial thing that goes on, mm-hmm. and she explains how and why. Everybody deals with it. Everybody needs to make the adjustment. It'll be okay. All right, just work at it. It takes work. See y'all tomorrow.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.